Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And in a way, I'm just going to talk about food again. One of my favorite topics, whether it's eating or talking about it, it's just one of my favorite topics. And, you know, what better time to talk about it than right now with all this fresh, yummy food that's available to us. But letters. Earlier today, Jim Field interviewed Ron Roseman over by Harlan about PFI, Practical Farmers of Iowa. And if you heard that, you learned quite a lot about Practical Farmers of Iowa and what specifically they're doing there on the Roseman farm. And that farm visit kind of thing has been going on for quite a few years. One of the other farms in the area that's been on the program in past years is the Vic and Cindy Madsen farm in Audubon County. But I thought, well, I wanted just to mention a little more about the vision. And as you, like I say, if you heard that program, you heard some of that in what Ron said. But it is a practical way to support open, supportive, and diverse organization, but needs to be profitable, ecologically sound, and community enhancing through farmer-led investigation. It was founded in 1985, and now they have over 1,500 individual members in Iowa and neighboring states. And they, of course, have members who are supportive of the idea, but most of the members are farmers who are actually out there putting this practice to work, and a lot of them are doing actually on-farm research, and that's one of the things that members can do is join a what they call a cooperators program so that they have some kind of directed research, things that are concerned to them as farmers, and rather than just saying, well, we'll try this out, sometimes, you know, keeping some records and applying some different methods in different kinds of land and so on. A little more that's actually based on some research methods. And cooperators have certain expectations. They do need to help define the project. They need to complete research or demonstration projects as per the written description. They need to collect and record data as specified, and they need to do that in a timely manner so all of that can be gathered and shared with other farmers, both members and non-members in Practical Farmers of Iowa. Their vision for Iowa is farms that are prized for their diversity of crops and livestock, their wildlife, healthy soils, innovations, beauty, and productivity, their connection to a rich past and a fulfilling present where individuals and families are earning a good living. Wholesome food that is celebrated for its connections to local farmers, to seasons, to hard work, and good stewardship. Also part of their vision is communities alive with diverse connections between farmers and friends of farmers, places where commerce, cooperation, creativity, and spirituality are thriving, places where the working landscape, the fresh air, and the clean water remind us all of why it's great to be in Iowa. So, of course, they have a website. You can find out more, as do all of these letters that we're talking about this morning. So that's PFI, Practical Farmers of Iowa, just a tad bit about them. Another one I wanted to talk about was INCA, I-N-C-A, and it stands for Iowa Network for Community Agriculture. It's a little bit newer organization than PFI, and it has similar kinds of purposes. They work very well together, but they have, INCA has a little more emphasis on local food systems, perhaps more on the gardening, that kind of produce, versus the Practical Farmers of Iowa are across the board, but perhaps more on what we would call commodity products like corn and beans and cattle versus the INCA, like I say, maybe more related to those kinds of things that we usually think of as garden products, but not necessarily. And like I say, they're quite similar in what their goals are and work well together. But INCA started in 1995, and it was a diverse group of gardeners, farmers, consumers, and coordinators, and they asked, why are fewer farmers growing and selling food again, those things like tomatoes and eggs and those kinds of things. And why aren't more consumers complaining? Is grandma's handmade strawberry rhubarb pie necessarily a thing of the past? And is rural community and family farm decline really inevitable? Those were some questions that were asked at the beginning. And their mission is that it cultivates connections among Iowans to create healthy, fair, and sustainable local food systems. Their vision is the realization of a vital and integrated local food system within the state of Iowa that sustains producers, consumers, and the environment through dynamic, supportive partnering. So some of those same words you just heard in the PFI purpose. Again, INCA has a great website. You can learn lots more about them. One of their specific projects has been one called Growing Food and Profit. And it's to demonstrate the capacity within local communities to welcome specialty crop producers. And it's based on an intensely local approach so that what happens in Cass County, what happens in Dubuque County, what happens in Adair County may all be different because of the differing resources and people's interests. But Growing Food and Profit links local partners, specialty growers, experienced local growers as mentors, and other local resources. From a strong grounding of local support, agriculture entrepreneurs are introduced to the skills needed for success and encouraged to build on this base through the expansion of local, regional, and statewide resources. And when we talk about entrepreneurs and local support, one of the things I think of are the local food producers who not just sell at a farmer's market, which is of interest to a great number of people, but also sell, for instance, to perhaps the local jails in some counties. That's a high priority. The care centers like Heritage House and like our local hospital. Restaurants and so on sell large numbers, large amounts of produce to businesses to build their as entrepreneurs. So INCA is one of the organizations that really got Cass County and the surrounding counties more interested in moving ahead on developing a local food system. That's been a few years ago. But since that time, you know, you've heard me talk about, you hopefully you've realized that there are a few more local food producers who are selling to these businesses, are producing in larger amounts. And some other outgrowths of all of that development has been the hiring of our area food coordinator, Bahia Berry, who's located in Oakland. And locally, our local food policy council, which was appointed by the Board of Supervisors. So all of those kinds of things are an outgrowth of that INCA, Iowa Network for Community Agriculture annual meeting that was held in Atlantic and Oneida. Now it's probably been 7 or 8 years ago, but quite a few things have happened since then. Another one of the outgrowths of that meeting and of the interest in local foods is the development of the local CSA. So CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And again, if you heard Jim this morning, you heard Ron Roseman say that a CSA has been started in Shelby County. Earlier this year, you may have heard me talk to the people who have started one more in the Pottawatomie County area. So we're getting a few of those established here in southwest Iowa. It's taken quite a long time because community-supported agriculture actually began in the 1960s, originally in Japan and then in Germany and Switzerland, and it was in response to concerns about food safety and having food available to folks that was grown locally. So in my history, looking at history in the background, it was first a group of Japanese homemakers who started growing foods and sharing them with each other and selling to other people. But that soon spread to Europe. And then guess what? It finally spread to the United States. And that was not until 1984. Took a 25 years for it to really get going. And, you know, we finally said, hey, we better find out what's going on. And, of course, they were initially set up on the East Coast and in Canada and finally spread to the West Coast. And guess what? It's finally to the Midwest. And there have been some large CSAs in closer to the urban areas, for instance, around Des Moines and Waukee. In those areas, there are some pretty large CSAs. The largest one that we know of in the United States is one that serves, this is almost unbelievable, 13,000 families, but it is in California. But locally, the CSA in Cass County was started, I think it was 5 years ago, by Denise O'Brien. And now it's being carried on by Dale and Gina Rash. And CSA, by the way, we should just define, in case you haven't heard, is an opportunity for people to purchase a basket, a container of locally grown food every week for a given price that covers the season. And it does provide lots of yummy food. If you have more questions about CSAs or any of these items, please let me know. And until next time, here's a thought. The heaviest thing you can carry is a grudge.